Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Capitol, giving a mic on. Like a million bucks, things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me. Mm-hmm. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together. Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Steve Harvey,
we're in.
Oh, oh,
oh,
listen.
Steve Harvey, why don't you join
oh, yeah,
in
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Turn them out.
Got to turn them out.
Steve Harvey, turn them on to the morning, y'all. Ooh,
mm-hmm, yeah.
Hey.
come on.
Do your thing, Big Daddy.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Man, oh, man, oh, man. Grateful for it. Comes with a huge amount of responsibility. I didn't really know I was going to have to be this responsible. You know, can I share something with y'all? I started out to finally I had gotten on track and was able to see a way to even pursue my dream. It has been a long trip that I've been on, and I've gone through so many phases of it. It is rewarding along the way to accomplish your dreams. What I'm saying is this. Let me put it together, because I got so much running through my head right now. You know, it's one thing to accomplish your dreams, but there's joy in the process of achieving it. See, some people are so caught up in the goal, the final goal, that they find no joy, no enjoyment in the process. If you have found what it is you want to do and you strike out on that journey, please understand, you are far more blessed than the average person. To know what it is you really want to do, to find your work in life, your purpose, to find out what direction you want to go in, is such a blessing. The average person, if you sit down and talk to them, oftentimes don't have their life on track. And it'd be some people that you looking at, you think got it going on because of their appearance, their swagger. Oh, they walk like it. They talk like it. They look like it. But if you sit down and talk to the average person, man, does not know what their purpose is, has not discovered what they want to do, and have no idea how to get there. If you are on the other side of that, if you understand your purpose, if you have an idea of what you want to be and you are on your way there, you are truly blessed. And in that blessing, you must recognize it as a blessing. You must recognize the fact that you are on the right side, and that there should be a sense of accomplishment and a feeling of pride in you that you are on track to accomplish your goal. See, what used to happen was sometimes I used to keep my nose so on the grindstone that I wouldn't even look up and realize, man, hey, man, I know you're trying to get here, but Steve, hold on, man. Can't you see what you've done so far? Can't you find just some joy in the process? See, a lot of us lose the joy of the blessings God has given us because we're looking at the end, talking about I ain't there yet. You on your way. I'm going to give you an example. I had a friend who told me that they wanted to be a millionaire. And they asked me some questions. And I told them. So they started the process. And I am telling you, this dude works extremely hard. So about a year later, we were talking. He had found this business. He had set his goal. And he was working towards it. Then about 2 years later, I ran up into him again. We were talking about it and everything. He said, man, really, really appreciate the advice. He said, man, but this is all jacked up, man, because I still ain't made that million I was talking about. I said, well, hey, man, just keep at it. It's coming. He said, man, keep at it. Man, you know how long I've been doing this? Been 2 years now. And I didn't say that to him, but I said to myself, yeah, 2 years. He said, man, I've been grinding so long, man, it ain't happening for me. I said, wait a minute, man. Hold on. I said, about how much you making right now a year? Man, about $250,000. I quit breathing. I said, well, my man, 2 years ago, you didn't have a clue. 2 years later, you making $250,000? I said, man, do you understand how blessed you are? I said, man, your family was about to get put out 2 years ago. You done bought a house? Yeah, man, but this ain't the house I really want. Whoa, partner. Whoa, I got that. The house you really want might call $5-8 million. I don't know. But man, y'all got a house. You making a payment. You driving. You ain't out no more. I said, hold on, man. You got to stop. I said, you got to stop. I said, man, because right now, man, you coming across as real ungrateful to me. And so he said, man, why you tripping like that, man? Man, you act like don't nobody want to have nothing but you. I said, whoa, man, where you going with this conversation? I said, oh, I didn't come to you. I just came to you and asked you how you doing. And I'm trying to point out to you that the journey that you started on, that you are on your way and you are in the process of accomplishing your goals. And can you not feel some joy and some pleasure in your accomplishment? Quit tripping on the fact that you ain't made the million yet. You on your way. You done went from he thought this dude was making $15,000 a year. You making $250,000 in 2 years, man. Come on, man. Can't you see? Can't you see? So he said eventually, ah, man, I kind of see what you're saying, but that ain't about nothing to me, because I ran up into him a year and a half later. How you doing, man? Man, I sure wish I'd appreciated my life when I had it like that. I said, what you mean had it like that? Man, I just fell on some hard times, man. I'm right back where I was. And then we talked. I said, hey, man, don't worry about it. I said, once you know how to accomplish something, I said, you just reapply the same principles and start on over again. Man, you know how hard it is to be to start over? Okay, my man, hold up, partner. You finna do yourself like this again? First, you wasn't grateful for what you had. Now you're looking at the fact that you might have to start over, and you know how hard it is to start over. Maybe God said, okay, you ain't happy with this? Okay, then handle it your way. You obviously ain't happy with the way I'm bringing it into your life. You want to handle it your way, go ahead and handle it. Because he will let you have it your way. Can I tell you that? He will let you do it exactly the way you want to it, because he gives us all the power of choice. So then maybe he said, okay, you don't appreciate the way I'm doing it. You don't like the favor I'm showing you. You think it's taking too long. I'm going to let you do it your way. I'm not going to turn my back on you. I'm just going to let you do it your way. Just say maybe he said that. And now he right back where he was. So what I tried to get the young cat to understand was, man, appreciate your life for what it is. Because like Life Jennings got that song that he got out off this album, I Still Believe. It could have been worse. And now that it is worse, what's on your mind now? Folks, if you are on that side of life where you have figured out what you want to do, you know how you're going to get there, and you know your purpose, you're accomplishing what the majority of people never, ever do. So be grateful for your process. Don't tumble yourself. Don't throw yourself off the cliff. It's going to be all right. Success takes a measure of time. It is not easy. If success were easy, everybody would be successful.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we are. It is time for the Steve Harvey Morning Show. And who better to tell me and wake you up to what time it is than the legendary brother duo of Casey and JoJo. Here is their version of It's Time. It's slipping away from me. Yeah. Time slipping away from me.
Crazy.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Casey and JoJo's internet version of life. And I heard it the other day, and I could not stop singing it all day yesterday. And if you want to just hear it, it's just them two in the studio. And it sounds exactly like it. Time keeps slipping away from me. I'm here.
You're so stupid.
So that's how we're doing it this morning.
65.
Well, I heard Junior loves go to
I couldn't stop singing it.
Me too.
Ladies and gentlemen, Shirley Strawberry, Carla Farrell, Mouth of the South, Junior, and the legend of Nephew Tommy. My people been riding with me. Junior, what's on your mind today?
Let me ask you this, Unc. How old was you, Unc, when you discovered the power of no?
I mean, you know, the terrible twos is when children first start doing no. Uh-huh. That's when I discovered the consequences of no. Because I wasn't raised in a family where we wasn't allowed to have terrible twos. Terrible twos was a very short time for me. I think mine was 2 days.
I had 2 days of terrible twos before I found out. Hey, you ain't
gracious
white.
Gracious now, gracious.
Hey, you ain't white. Get yourself together. Right. Now, as I grew older,
you're crazy.
I understood the power of no when I first started liking girls.
Oh.
And that was early in my life because, and I tell people I never went through the phase of not liking girls. I never, ever. I can't remember not liking little girls. In kindergarten, I had Valentine's cards. I had little sweethearts. Oh, I wanted a girlfriend from the time I could remember. I never went through the phase. Girls, what? So asking a girl to be your Valentine
at
five. Them saying no,
no was crushing.
Was devastating. But what I learned was it made me want one even more. And so the power of no gives you a moment of pause, a moment to understand your true power, and it also taught me the value of things. And that's how I learned about no from the little girl who did not want to be my Valentine. You know how you check the block, be my Valentine, yes or no?
Yeah.
And I got back 6 of them cards and 5 of them had no on it. You know, I was playing a numbers game back then. I just didn't want it.
All right. Coming up next at 32 minutes after the hour, we'll run that break back with a nephew right after this.
Oh, man.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now, guys, for the nephew and run that prank back. What you running back today, Neff? What you got?
Surely I come humbly, stupid, this morning.
Oh.
I come bearing nothing but stupidity. In the best form of comedy that I can present. This right here is Jean, I got your girl. Jean.
Okay.
I got your girl. Cat dog, if you would.
Hello?
It's me to Jean.
Yeah, what's up, who this?
My name is Vernon, brother. What's playing?
What's going on?
I need to holler at you for a minute, my man.
About what?
I want to holler at you about your wife. So you got a minute?
Yeah, I'm listening.
I don't even know how to break this to you, dog. I just want to be straight up with you, man. Me and your wife been kind of seeing each other. And really, she want to let you go, but she ain't, you know, she really ain't got it up in her to say she want to let you go. So you know, I'm coming to you like a man and letting you know, that she really want to shut it down with you. We've been seeing each other for a minute now. So I don't know how we can, you know. I'm just coming at you like a man, brother, trying to let you know she don't even really want you no more. You know, we done talked about it, and I'm just trying to get it all out in the open. I'm tired. I'm tired of hiding with it, really.
Okay.
Well, you know, it's a lot smoother than I expected, player.
I mean, it is what it is.
It is what it is. I mean, long as you cool, I thought, you know, I just want to be a man, call and holler at you and let you know. Have you seen her today?
And where you from?
From Jersey. I'm up around Newark.
I mean, you said it's a lot smoother than you thought it was going to be.
Well, you know, anytime another man finna call another man about his wife, I mean, yeah, you don't expect it to be nothing, you know, pretty simple. That's for sure.
I mean,
I didn't contemplate it a long time by calling you. So, you know, today I just said to hell with it.
How you get my number?
No, I've been had your number. I done had your number a long time.
All right, now you say you looking, it's a lot smoother than you thought it was going to be. It ain't that smooth, but you know.
You don't
like,
want...
you know, like the thing is, you got one up on me because you know my information. Now I got to come find you.
Okay, wait, hold up now.
Yeah.
You feel like...
Oh, no, I don't need to hold up. You tell what you going to say.
Okay, you feel like you need to be looking for me or something?
Yeah.
Brother, look at it. Let's check this out. This is a decision that the wife has made. You understand what I'm saying? See, you have no reason to be mad at me about anything. You have no reason to be coming looking for me or any information on me. Because, see, when that happens, then it's going to really get stanky up in here. And I'm trying not to let that happen. That's why I'm calling you like a man, brother.
Trust me, man. It ain't nothing that I'm never worried about.
Okay. Well, I'm just letting you know, man. I'm letting you know up front. Me and her contemplated a long time, yada, yada. So now, you know, here we are. So I said, you know what, the hell with it. I'm calling today.
Y'all should have did this on the phone together. Out of respect to both of y'all a lot more.
Okay, well, you know, and then, you know, if that's what it's got to be, we'd be face-to-face together, whatever it's got to be, man.
So well, that's what I prefer, you know.
Okay. So, but let me ask you this here. Where is going in? Once we both stand flat-footed and tell you how it is, then what?
I ain't going to never be flat-footed.
Okay. Well, flat-footed or upside down, any way you want to look at it, bro. I'm trying not to get into this physical part, but it seems like you're leaning that way with me.
It could be whatever, you know. You could be on this side of the dirt or the other side. It don't make a difference.
It never does, brother. It never does. When two bulls come together, one of them got to go down.
Now, guess what? We here doing too much talking. You got my information. Guess what? Now, I'm locked, loaded, and hunting for you.
You locked and loaded?
Well, there's no need for you to say it. There's no need for us to discuss anymore.
Okay, cool. You know, while we at it, man, let me go and drop it all on you then. Because it seems like we need to go and get it all out the way. You cool? All right. You know what I'm saying? I think you need, you know, matter of fact, if you want to just keep it all the way real, you might want to go take a blood test about Alana and make sure you the papa to that.
All right.
Feel me?
Got it.
So, I'm going to have your wife give you a call, man, because we didn't contemplate it too long and it's time.
You do that. You know my information. Like I said, you said enough. You hit enough bones, yeah. Now I'm really locked, loaded, and hunting for somebody. So you know what? I mean, somebody got to go.
What you mean?
Me and you.
Wait. What was all this somebody got to go?
Huh?
What you saying? Somebody got to go.
Somebody got to go. Like.
Okay, you talking about either me or you? One of us got to go? See, because you're saying the wrong thing, because what you must understand is if I've given you as much information as I already have, that means I have enough information to know where you are, brother. You know nothing about me nor where I reside. So if you're going to talk about lock and load and somebody got to go, then you're saying it to the wrong person because I'm already up on you, player.
First off, you ain't really a North because you got a country accent. So second off, like, you're dealing with a real street. So however you want to handle it, you know my information. Guess what? I don't reside there no more. I ain't been no more. So guess what? Now you got to start from scratch like me.
So I tell you what, man. Homeboy. Here go the math, man. You ready for that? You ready for this math? You ready, player?
Math.
Here go
the
math. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You've been pranked by your wife.
I'm a killer.
Yeah, black man, chill out, boy. You kind of had me scared for a minute because you really wasn't flinching. You, whatever you eating over there, you never did stop eating on it.
Oh, I ain't going to stop eating. I'm going to keep eating. I listen to y'all every morning.
What's the baddest radio morning show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Show.
What y'all think?
Oh.
I mean, you know, that's a run that prank back. You heard it yesterday, but what do you really think?
Here
you
know, you.
Don't prank a gangster? What? What? Mm-hmm. What?
No joke.
Especially
no
while they're eating. Don't yeah.
Gangsters need pranking too. I'm not.
He never stopped chewing. I was scared for you. Still am, if you want to know the truth.
I got it. Dude, I prank from a distance. You know what I'm saying? I don't prank right up on nobody.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO with our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, in the building, ready for your love questions right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we have a very special guest. R&B superstar Tank will be joining us. He's going to talk about his brand new album and his final album. It's called R&B Money. But right now, can't wait for that. Right now, it is time for Ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, right here for you. All right, Teresa in Long Beach writes, I have a male friend that bought me a lot of nice jewelry and he helped me get a car. I wanted to date him exclusively, but he didn't want that. Now, if I miss his call or don't want to go out with him, he loves to mention what he's given me. I am not given any of the gifts back. So how do I deal with him?
No, are you kidding me? You know why he gave you the gifts. You know what he wanted when he gave you the gift. You know what you did to get the gift. So now what's the deal? You don't want him exclusively. She said she don't want him exclusively.
No, he doesn't want her. He doesn't want to date. She wanted to date him exclusively. He doesn't want that.
Okay, so what does she want now, Shirley? Maybe I misunderstood the question.
Well, he doesn't want that, so she's gone on with her life. He doesn't want her to miss a phone call, or if she can't go out with him or doesn't want to go out with him, then he'll mention, well, I bought you this, I bought
you
that.
She's
not giving
anything
back. Thank
you. Always be gracious. Thank you. Yeah. I really appreciate it. I'm enjoying the jewelry. I'm loving the car, but I want more. And until you are willing to give me more, then this is what I'm giving you. You want the rest of it, just like he wants the rest of it. Well, if you've given all you're going to give, then you got to draw a line with all you're going to give. And it's fair that way. I'd love to not miss your call and call you right back. But it's not because you bought things. I wanted it because I wanted an exclusive relationship. You don't want an exclusive relationship, then when your phone rang, I might be doing something else. But I love you, though, and I wish we could be more, but obviously it's not what you want.
You're not getting your gifts back.
No, you can't get none of this stuff back now. No, it ain't how this works.
All right.
But stay gracious, moving on though, ladies. Stay gracious.
That's right. That's a good point, Steve. That's a good point. Justine in Paramus says, I'm dating a man that has two small dogs and he expects me to love them as much as he does. They're his ex-wife's dogs that he's keeping for her because she's developed allergies. He needs to cut ties with her and the dogs. Am I wrong?
No. nobody give a damn about them dogs, but him and her. Now, you got to love something that he supposedly used to love, the ex-wife. And now she still got control and ties to him through them two damn dogs. Now you got to get in their relationship and he wants you to love the dogs that really belong to her. This sounds so stupid to me. If I was you, I'd just go, hey, listen to me. It's the dogs or me, and it's real simple.
Yeah.
Cool, I choose me.
Okay.
Because I don't like the tie that keeps you bound to that. And obviously, you're not ready to move on. Because, they got kennels. All this, we love the dogs like family. Well, they ain't, damn it. they just like kids. No, they not.
That's what
no,
dogs
they not.
People
dogs
think,
is
yeah.
not like kids. No, they don't. No, they don't. No, they don't. I've had both. It ain't close.
And you beg to differ. All right, moving on to Emberly in Chattanooga. Emberly writes, I went on a first date with a guy that only drinks wine. I don't drink wine. When I ordered a mixed drink, he commented that classy women drink wine. I only had one drink, but he drank a whole bottle of wine. So how can he judge me? Am I not classy for ordering what I like to drink? Is it a turnoff for men?
Wine has nothing to do with you being classy or not. It has nothing to do. There's nothing wrong with you having a cocktail. That's a rule he came up with because that's what he drank. Classy women drink wine. Well, then some people will say classy women don't drink at all. And then some people can say classy women only drink martinis or Cosmos. Who is this fool coming along? Because it's alcohol. It's a damn glass of alcohol.
Right.
Now, which one you like ought to be your damn business.
He drank a whole bottle of wine, though, yeah. Steve, while he's
judging
her. And
then you ought to just tell him real men drink scotch and see what he say.
Okay.
I like it.
I like real it. Men drink bourbon. See what he say. Because I ain't got no friends except one that used to every time order a glass of Chablis. Everywhere we went, he wanted to get a glass of Chablis. But let me tell you something. He was all the man you could want. Now, say something to him crazy. Get slapped with the bottle of Chablis. That's how ignorant he was. And I've seen it almost happen before.
All right. So, moving on. This is our last one, Steve. Lexi in Gaithersburg says, my 16-year-old daughter has a body like a 35-year-old woman, but she acts like a nerdy kid. I'm seeing text messages on her phone from three different boys. She loves the attention, but I burst her bubble and told her what boys really want. She's very upset with me, and how do I fix this?
What are you trying to fix it for? Truth is truth. You know, my daddy always told me this. He said, son, if you tell somebody the truth and they don't believe you, that ain't your fault.
Yeah.
So now I've had to tell my children the truth. My daughters used to tell me all the time, dad, he just want to be friends. Girl, stop. This dumbass boy want to be your friend for. You don't play video games. You don't play no sports. You don't do nothing he do. Now, you could do something he want to do, and that's why y'all friends. But right now, you currently don't do anything he do with his friend.
Nothing in common.
So now, no, you don't fix it. You stay persistent and you teach. Yep. And if you can, get one of your brothers or uncles to come in here and double down on what you just said so she'll understand. All boys want the same thing. My job was just to make it hard for you to get it over here. That's mm-hmm. all. I put a wall around my daughters. Now I can't do nothing with it now, but I had a wall around them when they lived at the house mm-hmm. and I made it difficult to get to. I know what you want. I know what every last one of y'all want. I just like her because we friends. Boy, get your ass out of here. Thank you talking to like I ain't been a boy before. Man, please.
All right, CLO. Nailed it today. Thank you. Coming up at the top of the hour, Steve. Family member and friend of the show, Tank, right after yeah. this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found at NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Hey, y'all, as promised, we got a special guest this morning. We got a family member. We've actually been around for the release of all his albums. And today, he's dropping his 10th and final album of his career. But Lord have mercy, this boy can sing.
Yes, he
he's
can.
He's a singer. He's a songwriter, actor. All-around talented brother. And we invited him so he could intro the new album here on the show because he's family. So we're going to get into it. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for family member, our man, Tank.
Tank.
Come on.
Come on now.
T.
Talk to
him.
Come on.
That was y'all.
Celebrate,
that ain't
like celebrate y'all. Me now. Yeah, celebrate y'all. Me now. Come on.
Yeah.
Come
yeah. On. Yeah.
Yeah.
Drink it, baby.
I mean,
come on.
Drink it. Drink it, Tank.
That was y'all talking.
Drink it.
Y'all call Tank. Him Tank.
Tank, say, celebrate Tank. Me now. Come on.
Uh-huh.
Get it to me. Yeah. Let me have flowers while I can smell
them. Man, I need it.
Hey, how you been, man?
I've been good, man. You know, it's been a long time coming, and y'all have been there since day one, just like you said, man. And the love and the support has been unwavering. And you know, I expect that same support and love as I move into this new chapter of just doing more things, man, and just trying to keep R&B in the place where I know it should be.
Well, we appreciate it, man. We got this new one. Now, this is the final album. It's called R&B Money. It's got 2 number one singles already. Why don't you tell us about this new music, man? Is this classic Tank with the ballads? What are we looking at?
Yeah, man. You know how you made that tape back in the day that set the mood tape, you know what I'm saying? That was uninterrupted.
Yeah.
You know, so you could get some real work done. You know what I mean? Just kind of really.
Boy.
Trying to get some work done.
Come on.
Yeah, you could focus as soon as you press play. Nobody really had to say anything because the intentions were clear based on the music and the mood and the tone of what that music was saying. So for the first, I want to say 9 songs, somebody's in trouble. You know? Somebody's going to get touched. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Tank, you better say something I ain't heard in a long time. What?
Yeah. It's going to be some touching and some agreeing, because we got to agree. We have to agree.
Touch,
amen.
And agree.
All minds clear.
All things clear.
But from the tone of the album, from song number 1 through 9, everybody here know what need to occur.
Mm-hmm. Know what need to occur.
We in here. You know what this is. Stop all this.
We got to get back to that. We got to get focused. You know what I mean? And R&B music has always been a place that you could go to introduce yourself. Hey, how you doing? I'm such and such. Or, you know, to reintroduce yourself. I know you remember me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or to just rekindle that flame, and music would have that conversation for you that you probably didn't know how to have yourself. So I just, you know, for this first 3 quarters of this album, I wanted to be able to speak into those relationships, you know what I'm saying, and speak into those moments uninterrupted.
Break, we started talking about Slow, so we're about to hear it now. Tank, set up Slow for me, and then let's play it.
Slow is pretty amazing record, a record that, you know, I can proudly say I didn't write or produce. But when I heard this record, I said, these young fellas is on to something and in a space R&B music needs to be in, because, you know, we got to get back to taking our time. Social media has sped us up and we no longer take the time to appreciate the nuances. You know what I mean? Are we still running bubble baths? I don't know what they're doing in 2022. You know, I don't know if they're still running bubble baths. Yeah. You know, I don't know if they're still heating the oil up. You know what I'm saying? We're just not pouring it on you out the bottle. You know, we're gonna put that in a nice little flask.
What is you doing?
Are they still heating up oil in 2022?
No, they ain't doing that.
I don't know.
Yeah. I got a microwave in the bathroom, though. All right, let's go.
Oh, you know what you came to do. Foreplay with roses. Put you in the mood. See the look on my face, that's my type of view. Can I swim in your ocean? Can I drown in it too? Baby, when I go deep, touching your soul.
We ain't gotta take no time out. Get me up, pick it up. Show me what I need to know now. Girl, I think it's about to go down. Are you in control? So sexual. How we end up on the floor now? Oh, I think we on the fourth round. On
want you back, throw it back. These freaky things you do makes me proud of you. Your stamina, it's over for you. I'ma grab your neck, pull your hair, smack that, can't get enough. When I go deep.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, everybody, we're back. And before the break, we heard Tank's newest single, Slow. Well, everybody, you know, this is Tank's 10th and final album. So, man, let's just, I mean, so after this, I mean, what's next for you?
You know, as I speak to my last album and my retirement, it's getting to a place to where somebody got to hold the gate. Somebody has to be able to go into these offices and have these conversations, whether it be for new record deals for real R&B artists, whether it be for touring for real R&B artists, whether it be endorsements and all these things that have gotten away from real R&B artists. Like, we need the next generation of R&B artists, songwriters, producers. They got to have a place to go. You know what I mean? Like, the last great R&B label was LaFace Records with L.A. Reid and Babyface. And, and it's no mystery as to why they were that, but they were that because they were that. And so, you know, I feel like it's my responsibility to put myself in a space to where I can build this R&B label, all things R&B. Wow. That's all we need. You want to you want to make money, come see you.
Well, hey, man, that's what we need. We appreciate you, man. You know, look, even though it's your last album, we know we have hardly seen or heard the last of you, because you're in this business for the long haul, and I'm hearing the label talking to place for R&B to live. We wish you well with everything, man. You know you got a home here for whatever you decide to do. And Slow has motivated me.
Yes, sir.
And I suggest y'all do the same. Go in your bathroom and clear off all that counter space. Get all that stuff that ain't doing nothing. All them bath beads that you ain't never opened. And that damn lotion you done stole from them hotels. Get all that stuff off the counter. Get yourself a microwave up there. Put a microwave on the counter. Get you a spatula out the kitchen. Get you some stuff you can work with in there. Put an oven mitt in there. Get you some stuff in there that there's some utensils, that, you know, rolling pin, stuff that you already got in the house that can come in handy. Some honey over there. Get some flour. Cornstarch.
Some what? Some
cornstarch. They put cornstarch on babies for diaper rash back in the day. You'd be surprised what else it do.
Yeah. Steve, are we going full size microwave? Are we going like a half size, like the hotel?
Yeah, we just need a small one, because a lot of people's bathroom ain't got all that room.
Do a hot plate work up? No,
you don't want a hot plate. You're going to mess around and injure yourself. You're going to injure yourself with that hot plate. Steve Harvey Nation, here's the deal. This is the 10th. And final album of his career. The album is called R&B Money. It got two number one singles on it already. We heard Slow, There Are Others. Want you all to do what we do best at the Steve Harvey Nation. It's on all downloading streams. To all of the real old people out there, get your nephews and grandkids to come in there and download it for you. Ain't no more albums. To Steve Harvey Nation, we owe it to Tank. He's given us so many years of great music. Mm-hmm. Everybody go get it. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the legend, Tank.
Okay, we'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There he is.
I know. They're all the time. You go, say my name. That's all you got to do. All they want, you know, it's like, yeah, say my name. Rock over. Bam!
Here you are.
Yeah, hear me in, you know what I mean? Everything. What's going on, Shirley?
Hello, Roscoe. How are
Welcome
you?
Welcome back. Call girl. What happened with you?
What's up, Roscoe? What's happening?
Ain't missing Monica, the cute little girl corner. Hey, what up, Julia?
Roscoe, my hero.
My man, what up, Tommy Dog, boy? What up with you?
Roscoe!
Ain't nothing going on but the rent, man. What y'all talking about today? What y'all need?
Well, Roscoe, we're not surprised you're here, because we just had a special guest family member, Tank, come on and talk about his new album.
I'm surprised he's here. Yeah, no, I am not.
I don't know why you're surprised. Might well have me here so I can explain the new album to you.
That's right. His new album is R&B Money, but he's got a new single. It's called Slow. So yeah. I got to ask you, I know you heard it. What do you think about that? And Tank said he didn't write the song. So do you know who wrote it?
Oh, we know good hell well he ain't wrote it. And what the hell you think I'm here for? This goes into the right back into the lawsuit that I had earlier this year. Suing everybody. Now what they doing is they trying to be slick. Talking about they ain't wrote it. I know good hell well you ain't wrote it. Everybody know I wrote slow. Okay. Yeah, I wrote slow. Let me see
what.
What are you
thinking
what was
about?
The inspiration for that song.
I wrote slow.
Uh huh.
Well, let me ask you, what year was Emancipation Proclamation signed?
1862.
I wrote slow in 1868.
Were you alive then, really, Roscoe?
Hell yeah, I was alive then. I wrote the song for that because it took them so damn long to sign the damn papers. And when I wrote slow.
You know what? You need to really stop. You need to really, really
stop.
You
know what I'm saying? Yeah, well, go ahead. Really stop. Why?
Because nobody believes that, Roscoe. You just popping up after Tank has been our special guest.
Whoa. I ain't pop up. Whoa. Y'all call me. I don't no pop up.
Yep,
y'all
did.
Call me. Let me tell you something. What? I wrote slow right after the Emancipation Proclamation, but I got news for you.
What?
Fast coming out next. That coming out right after this right here. You think that was up? I know how to write a hit, baby, because slow going
to
take off
to
like a rocket ship. Go ahead.
What was your inspiration for the song Slow since you wrote it?
If you ain't listening?
What was your inspiration?
It took white folks so long to free the slaves that it inspired the song Slow.
Oh, that's
I told it to Tank. Tank turned it into a love song.
Yeah, but actually, very sexy. Slow, it's a sexy song.
It was sexy. It wasn't what sexy when I wrote it.
I guess not.
You know, Tank R&B and this is the last one. What he gonna do? He can't write a slave song.
Right.
Okay. No.
You know.
Okay. Do you really know Tank, though?
The bigger do Tank know me? Who the hell is Tank? Tank! Boy, you got to be crazy. I knew all his relatives. I knew his Uncle Helicopter.
That's what.
I knew his daddy Air Force. That's where Nike got the name Air Force Ones.
Yes. Oh,
wow.
What, Carly?
I have a question. Well, have you ever thought about, instead of suing all of these people, Tank, all of these singers, have you ever thought about just collabo, doing the duet?
You know, that had crossed my mind.
It had not?
It had done cross my mind.
Okay.
To do a labo with these people.
Collabo. So what happened? Have you reached out?
You know, just everybody want me.
Oh, you're in demand.
And you're only one person.
I'm always getting fought over, and I end up don't going with none of these people, and they just steal it. Steal it, so.
Roscoe, I'm sorry to say we're out of time.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today, and the subject is, why is he in my brother's house? We'll find out in just a little bit. We'll get into it. But right now, it is time for the nephew and the prank phone call for today. Neff, what you got?
So the title of the strawberry letter is, why is he in my brother's house, right?
Right.
Yes.
Right.
But this prank here is I left my medicine in your house. You see what I'm saying?
Oh. Oh, yeah. Kind of goes together. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, we want to have a title fight. You know what I'm saying? We can have a title fight. I left my medicine in your house. All right. That is Cat Dog. If you would, we're going to strategically dive into this one. If you're driving right now, I think you should pull over because this one right here, this home run hitter, this classic nephew Tommy, I left my medicine in your house. Let's go.
Hello.
Hello, am I speaking to Clarence?
Yeah, this is he. Who is this?
Hey, Clarence. Hey, my name is Sherman, dog. Your house is the one that, got broke into last week, right?
Yeah, man. Just waiting on the police to get back with me.
Tim, if they found these people or not, man. So, now, hold on. What's your name again now?
Sherman.
Thurman. How you hear about it?
I stay a couple streets over. Everybody in the neighborhood kind of heard that y'all had got broke in on.
Yeah, man. Everybody been kind of real good around here, man. It just don't make no sense, man. You go out here and work hard for stuff, and then, you know, people just do you like this, man. I'm just glad wasn't nobody hurt, man. My wife and my son, they alive, and that's the best thing, man. So,
yeah.
You know, you try not to cuss, but some shit like this happened, you know.
I understand, man. I do.
You stay a couple streets over, you say?
Yeah. Hey, let me say this to you, man. I want to say, first of all, I hate what happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
And I do, man. I'm glad your family and stuff.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man.
Well, hey, man, can I just say this here, man? And I don't really know how to say it, but I was with the two dudes that had broke in there. I was with them when they did that.
Okay, did you just say you was with the that broke in my house? So you broke in my house.
Clarence, that's what I'm calling you trying to tell you. I was trying to talk them out of it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what the happened? Because they did the
I couldn't talk them out of it. But, you know, I was. But I wasn't in there taking nothing, is what I'm saying.
Okay. Well, who was in there taking it then?
Man, I can't do that. See, I ain't trying to get in the middle of that.
No. You can do that. You just called my damn phone. Oh, you can tell me who broke in here. You was one of the. Who else was it with you?
That ain't even the reason why I called, man.
I don't give a damn what the reason you called me. You called me. Broken my. Who was with you? Who was with you?
Man, I'm.
Matter of fact, what street you stay on?
Let me say this to you, man. This is the reason why I called. See, when we was in there, and then they started screaming and hollering at each other, then saying we got to hurry up and get out. You know, like I say, I was in there trying to talk them out of that.
I don't give a shit if you tried to talk them into it. You broke into my. This broke in my house. You. And got the audacity to call me.
Okay, but listen, man. Listen to me, man.
The I'm listening to you for.
While I was in there, man, and you know, we was getting out of there in a hurry, I actually left. My pills fell out of my pocket. My bottle of pills, man. My medicine. And I don't got no more refills on it, man. And I need my medicine. That's why I'm calling you to see if you don't mind me coming back over there to get my pills.
I don't give a f- about your medicine. Who gives a shit about? I tell you, ask me about some medicine.
Dog, I was just caught up in a bad situation, man.
I swear to God, if I see you over here, I swear to God, I'm gonna beat your ass. You better be glad my son wasn't in my house.
Man, listen, man, I'm not trying to get have no problems with nobody. I just need my medicine, man.
Your medicine. You got problems with me.
I don't have no more refills on that medicine. I need my medicine. I'll get sick.
I tell you what. Come get your medicine. You know exactly where I stay at. I'm going to have the front door open. You ain't got to break in this time. Come get your medicine. I swear to God, you're going to need more than just that medicine. I'm going to put some on your ass. I swear
man, why are you taking it out on me, man? And I'm the one that was in there trying to talk them out of it.
You was with the because that's the point. Bring them too. Tell them to help you come get your medicine.
So all I want to do is get my medicine and be through with this. That's all I'm trying to say to you. I ain't trying to start no trouble with you.
Start no trouble. You broke into my house. You know what? I tell you what. This here. I tell you what. Come get the medicine. Come get the medicine right now. I'm at what street you stay on? I'll bring it to you.
Hey, man, I'm not finna go back and forth arguing with you, man. I'm finna come over there and get my medicine, and, man, you're gonna be through with each other.
You ain't got to go back and forth, I tell you what, come on over here, get your medicine right now. This evening, you're gonna need some more medicine. They gonna come break in my house, you broke into my I take care of my wife and my kids in this house.
I understand that.
and I will not be back in your house after I get my medicine.
What the f*** is you hollering at? Dog, I tell you what, no. You ain't gonna be back in my house after you get this medicine. You gonna have a permanent new residence. I swear to God, you're going to be living in a cemetery.
Listen, I got one more thing I need to say to you before I get over there. Is you listening to me?
Say that on your way over here.
I'm going to say it. I'm on my way now. I got one more thing I need to say. Is you listening?
Well, say it then.
This is Nick Utami from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your sister, Bray. Hello?
Who the f*** is this?
Hey, man. Hey, Class, this nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your sister Bree got me to prank you, man.
Boy, you my you play too much. I don't believe this.
Told me, she said, man, they broke in my brother's house. He needs spirits lifted. She said, come on, call him and get it.
You know what? You damn near had you a well-whooped ass. Oh, man. Boy, y'all wrong for this here.
Oh, man. Hey, man, let me ask you something. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
It is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Listen, bro, hey, and if the that broke in my house is listening, you can come back over here. If you left your medicine, come on, come back and get it. I'm at home right now.
If they listening, they can come on back over there now?
Yeah, right now. Bring your ass. Boy, y'all wrong for that. Ooh, nephew Tommy.
I don't know nobody better than me. I hate to say it. You know what I mean? I am the Steph Curry LeBron of prank.
I get it.
When you leave your medicine in somebody's house that y'all broke into, come on, man. Come on. And you call back it. For your medicine.
That's
come
genius.
On, man.
That's genius.
You was with them blankety banks in my what? And got the nerve to call. Boy.
You are really a dumb criminal. You left your medicine.
Yeah. What are you robbing people in you're sick for anyway?
Yeah, you sick. Right.
But let's not let me go through any more complications. You know what I'm saying? I understand they stole your stuff. I got that. But help me out here with my medicine, all right? Come on now.
Do me a solid.
Come on, man. Have a heart, brother. Have a heart.
Wow.
Catch me tonight, baby, on the OWN Network, Ready to Love Miami Style. The nephew coming straight at you, baby, tonight on the OWN Network, 9-8 Central. You don't want to miss me. That is Ready to Love Miami, hosted by yours truly, Nephew Tommy. Get in there and get you some loving. Come on.
Can't wait. Thank you, nephew. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter. The subject is, why is he in my brother's house? We're going to find out right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com. And we could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, why is he in my brother's house? Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm writing for my brother because he is too upset to do it for himself. My brother is 38 and his wife is 35, and she has planned a trip for Labor Day with two girlfriends and a guy that has been her friend since they were 18 years old. This guy was married before and he has one child. Now he's no longer dating women. He told my brother that he is a great new man in his life, but he keeps him away from his friends because it is not serious yet. My brother told this guy it's imperative that he meet the boyfriend, and here's why. My sister-in-law is always with this guy, and my brother thinks she's cheating on him right in his face. Now the guy is going on vacation with his wife, so my brother got really skeptical. But that's not the biggest issue. We need to know how far another man is allowed up in another man's house. Last week, my brother came home and this man was sitting in a shirt and shorts on the patio. His wife was sleeping on the couch. The guy said they had gone running in the neighborhood and he jumped in the shower while she took a nap. The biggest issue is that he took a shower in my brother's bathroom. My brother uses the upstairs bathroom so his wife can have the primary bathroom all to herself. There is a shower downstairs in the other guest room, but this guy went upstairs and used my brother's shower. My brother feels that this guy is way too comfortable in his house and it's his wife's fault for letting him do it. I agree with my brother, and his wife needs to be checked, and this guy should not go on vacation with her. What if his boyfriend doesn't even exist? I am trying to stay out of it, so I need your advice on how my brother should handle this situation. Okay, sis. It just sounds like someone might get hurt in this situation. I don't know. I just feel that in my spirit somehow.
Shirley,
huh?
I have a question.
Yeah.
Did a lady write this letter or a guy?
A sister wrote the letter for her brother because her brother's too upset to write it. And I was just going to get to that, Steve. It's confusing. This letter is really confusing. But from what I gather, the wife you guys suspect is cheating on her husband, your brother, with a guy who she said is gay to throw everyone off. That's kind of what she's trying to say here. And not only is your brother mad about the cheating he thinks that he thinks is going on, he really is angry that the guy is in his house using his shower and acting like it's okay because his wife gave him permission. Especially when there are other bathrooms in the house. You're also asking for yourself and your brother, how far should another man be allowed in a man's house? And I'm going to tell you right now, you shouldn't even have to ask that question because it's your house. It's simple. You set the rules. It's a respect thing. I don't care who it is. If you don't want him in there, he shouldn't be in there. Simple as that. I mean, and your wife, his wife, your sister-in-law should know better. She should never let another man or anyone disrespect the household, especially your husband's things, your husband's bathroom. She's wrong for this. I think it's just a matter of time before the truth about her and her so-called gay best friend comes out. So tell her you're going on the trip too, and that'll be nice time for the two of you to reconnect and have some fun. That's what the husband should say. See how she reacts. If she protests just a little too much, then you'll know that your instincts are right. And you can deal with her accordingly. But all signs are pointing to she's cheating with this guy, this so-called gay friend of hers. I mean, he has too much leeway in the house, all of that. It's just too much. It's way too much, Steve. And it's very confusing. I know that.
You know what? Is it my turn, Shirley?
Yeah, it is.
I'm so damn confused here.
It is very confusing.
Because let me read this letter with y'all. And let me just go as I'm feeling this letter.
Okay.
We may not ever even get to the end. Why is he in my brother's house? I'm confused with... I'm not... Girl, Let me see. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm writing for my brother because he is too upset to do it for himself. Well, as we go through this letter, we're going to find out that your brother is incapable of doing several things for himself. Mm-hmm. Not only write this letter, but he's too upset to do it for himself. Okay, you've been coddling this little boy. My brother, 38, his wife, 35. She's planned a trip for Labor Day with two girlfriends and a guy that has been her friend since they was 18 years old. How many times have I got to tell y'all about these male friends that y'all keep thinking just want to be your friend? How many times we got to go over there? How many letters do we need for y'all to get off this trick trail and quit thinking this merry-go-round don't come around? I'm so sick of y'all. This guy was married before. He has one child. Now he's no longer dating women.
Hello?
Now, I've heard of this. We've seen it in famous people. A person starts living their truth later on in life. That's allowable. That's doable. That's fine. But now, I don't know at what point he decided he no longer dating women. Because you was making kids a minute ago. So there had to be some type of attraction.
Hold that thought, Steve.
Girl, I'm out of time.
Coming up at 23 minutes after
I'm
the
out
hour.
Of time.
We'll have part two of response. Coming up, today's Strawberry Letter, why is he in my brother's house? We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, why is he in my brother's house?
This letter is beyond ridiculous, y'all. I ain't even touched on any points, so let me try to do it quick. Why is he in my brother's house? I'm writing for my brother because he's too upset to do it for himself. Your brother too upset to write? He too upset to do a lot of things in this letter. Let's get to it. Yep, my brother, 38, his wife, 35. She's planning a trip for Labor Day with two girlfriends and a guy that's been her friend since they were 18 years old. I done told y'all about these opposite sex friends. I have told y'all about this. But y'all don't believe me. So this is another strawberry letter to help you understand. This guy was married before. He has one child. Now he's no longer dating women. But he's still friends with your wife, though. He don't date women no more. But he didn't cut your wife out. He told my brother that he has a great new man in his life, but he keeps him away from his friends because it is not serious yet. Man, what? First of all, if you are my wife's friend, me and you ain't that cool. You telling me about a new man you got, but you don't bring him around your friends yet because it ain't that serious. Wait a minute. We ain't all discovered the news yet that you don't date women no more. So then you ain't brought him around your friends because you don't know if it's serious yet. Have you told your new friend that you don't date women no more? Or maybe you've been running in this circle the whole time. I don't know what's happening right here. But because of HR, I'm not going to comment. I'm just going to try to keep moving. Okay. Then my brother, your brother told this guy's imperative that he meet the boyfriend and here's why. What? Man, I don't give a damn what you doing. I ain't got to meet your damn boyfriend. But here's why, though. My sister-in-law is always with this guy that done stopped liking women and date men now and got a child and used to be married. My sister-in-law is always with this guy. My brother-in-law thinks he's cheating on him right in his face. Hold up. So your brother think that his wife is cheating with the guy that don't date women no more, that came up to him, and now he wants to meet this guy's new guy, but he done told him he don't want him to meet yet because he don't know if it's serious or not. Man, miss me with this. This ain't, why is the ass whooping not started yet? Because I'm trying to figure out if I think my wife is cheating with a man, and then he come up in my face and strike up any conversation, I want to meet this new guy. Well, it ain't serious yet, so I ain't going to bring him. Man, please, pop, dead in your jaw. Dead in your damn jaw. Now the guy is going on vacation with his wife, so my brother got real skeptical. Mm-hmm. But that's not the biggest issue. What? It's Mo?
Keep reading.
We need to know how far another man is allowed up in another man's house. Wait a minute.
What?
Yes. We need to know how... you ain't allowed in my house.
What?
Not how far. You can't knock on the door, ring the doorbell. You can't call my damn house. I wish I would come home and you in it. Mm. Oh, partner, I can't take. You know, all right, let's go. Last week, my brother came home, and this man was sitting in a shirt and shorts on the patio. His wife was asleep on the couch. Knocked out, probably. That's what she's asleep on the couch, knocked out. The guy said they had gone running in the neighborhood, and he jumped in the shower while she took a nap. What?
Right.
Well, hold it, dog. You so cool and comfortable. You and my wife went running. You done took a shower in my house. In my house. This ain't our house no more. See, when it come to a man, the man know it's the other man's house. I don't care what the wife say, you already know you need to check with this man.
True.
The biggest issue is that he took a shower in my brother's bathroom. Hold up, dog, you in my room? Oh, partner.
This is craziness.
Man, my brother uses the upstairs bathroom so his wife can have the primary bathroom all to herself. There's a shower downstairs in the other guest room, but this guy went upstairs and used my brother's shower. Yeah, he went upstairs because that's where the bedroom at. Might as well go around the corner. Why you think she downstairs knocked out on the couch?
Right.
Man, I'm in here whooping so much ass. I'm telling you right now. You can't count the asses that's getting whooped. Everybody got some. The lawn boy done got some on the way in. The milkman, the mailman got some ass whooping. Car repair dude done got the ass whooping. Mm-hmm. You done got the ass whooping for right. He don't even have ass no more. My brother feels that this guy's way too comfortable in this house and his wife's fault for letting him do it. No, dog, it's your fault because you letting him do it. You let this man come up in your house and sit around and you ain't at the house. Oh, man, this ain't on your wife. This on you. You being disrespected on so many levels. This is an ignorant-ass letter. Shit, I agree with my brother, and his wife needs to be checked, and this guy should not go on vacation with her. What is his boyfriend doesn't exist? I'm trying to stay out of it, so I need your advice on how my brother should handle this situation. Your brother need to start warming somebody's ass.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Coming up next, it is Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now, ladies and gentlemen, for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
Thank you, Shirley. Don't forget September 1st, Huntsville, Alabama, Stand Up Live. Here I come. Oh, I can't wait. September 1st, get your tickets. Your favorite play cousin going to be in the building. I can't wait to do this show for y'all. Huntsville, Stand Up Live. We're going to do that. But, Unc, let's talk about it. LeBron James, man. I just need to put this in perspective. LeBron James signed an extension to stay with the Lakers for 2 more years.
How much?
But they paying this boy $97 million.
Ah,
wait a minute. LeBron. Wait a minute. Let's put this in perspective. Tell me. $97 million. Making
that's
him
what
the...
That's what his wife said at the house.
Savannah, we love her too.
$97 million, making him the highest NBA player, paid NBA player ever.
Ever.
Oh. Nobody's made more money in the NBA than LeBron James.
Ha, he ain't.
what do $97 million do? We don't know how these millions. What this do? How you deal with this? $97 million. What's your attitude?
First of all, let's break it down. Okay. It's over 2 years.
Uh-huh.
That's 48.5 a year.
Yes, sir.
I understand this.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But how you acting, huh?
How many games is it, dog?
Let me just explain it to you. Yeah. Where the cutoff points is at.
Yeah.
Once you make $200,000, you are in the well in the upper realm of what the average person makes in the world. So understand that. If you're making $200,000, it catapults you into the upper end of what the average person makes. Uh-huh. I don't know the exact percentage, but it's up there. Once you make anything over 200, you in the stratosphere. Once you get into the millions,
okay,
you are into percentages of percentage of people. Once you get into the tens, you are into the percentage of the percentages of that percentage of people. You follow what I'm saying?
Break it down.
Once you get up there where LeBron at, who is a billionaire, you just, it's a magazine, you can just start flipping through and looking at them. They can put them all on a sheet of paper. Everybody that's a billionaire can get on a piece of paper. One sheet.
Yeah.
All right.
He buying stuff you can't even look at. You got that Michael Jackson money where you just buying stuff you ain't even know what's for sale. The hell you done bought this giraffe from, Michael?
Marinate on that for a bit, because coming up at the top of the hour, we have a Facebook question from a listener right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, so guys, this is a Facebook question from JM in Lafayette, Louisiana. JM says, I found out that my husband has a side piece and I confronted him. He admitted that he has tried to leave the woman alone, but he can't. I have a good life with him and he is a great dad. We haven't had sex in 2 years and I'm okay with that. I don't want to leave him and he's promised me that he won't ever leave me and the kids. Am I crazy for accepting this lifestyle? What do you think about that, Steve Harvey?
Well, you ain't had sex with him in 2 years. So what did you want him to do?
Please tell me you having it.
She said with him.
But see, if you all are not having sex, and you're not having sex for whatever reason, you've lost your desire, you got medical issues, I don't know what the case is. He don't have none of that.
He's good. And,
but let me tell you something. When you got the nerve to tell your wife, I've tried to leave her.
No, that's what, come
God,
on.
God, y'all.
But
baby,
I can't.
You seeing this man. Listen to me, baby. I've tried to leave her.
You know how close
she is. Lord have mercy. I'm telling you right now, this woman is doing some things to him where his confession is inclusive of the things she's doing. All right, here it is.
Okay.
Shirley, ask me about him. You found out about us.
So, baby, is this true? Please tell me this isn't true. I heard you have a side piece.
Who you call oh. when you ask it.
Oh, you, how'd you find that out, babe?
You know, word gets around, social media, all that. I saw you guys together.
Oh, okay. Well,
can you leave her alone, please?
Yeah, I got a side piece.
What?
So it's true?
Yeah.
Well, you do realize we're married. Can you please leave her alone?
Well, we've been together about 2 years now.
How long?
Two years.
Why am I just not finding it? Well.
Well, you found out when you told me we wasn't having sex no more.
Well, that's only been 2 years.
Well, so yeah, and that's how long I started seeing her. Because when you said we not having sex no more, me and you were no longer having sex. I didn't sign up for this.
I honestly think the wife says she's okay.
Next question,
with it.
Sir.
You have a question? Because she's very calm.
I was just gonna let you know that I was just gonna let you know, dog. Tell her don't call this side piece no more at all. Don't do that. Do not call her.
Who can call her? I can call her and tell her stop messing with my husband. Who are you talking about?
Oh no, you don't. Oh no, you won't, because
I've
tried to stop seeing her. I've already tried that. I've tried in the 2 years, I've actually set her down 15 times.
You're not trying hard enough.
And said, we can no longer do this. As soon as I got through talking, she did it to me again. And I said, damn.
Well, what is she doing to you that?
Excuse me?
What is it that? Yeah, what is it?
What is
it that she? What is she doing? The side piece is doing to you. Yeah.
Girl.
Man.
Girl.
You want to know that?
Baby, you don't need to know this. You sure you want to know?
Because
I don't think you're gonna be able to do nothing.
You all are missing. The wife doesn't care. Okay.
You've already said you don't.
You missing? He don't care. That's what you're missing.
I'm not missing that at all.
The wife says she's going along with this. He's a great husband and a great dad, and they have a great life.
Right.
He ain't had sex in 2 years with him.
Yeah, Shirley, because I'm upset, and Shirley is saying the wife doesn't care. And
the wife doesn't care.
Everybody's happy.
You think the wife
Everybody is happy. Let's not bother this.
Do you, boo? Yeah. Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we're going to tell you how you can register to win $1,500 right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Guys, we have teamed up, in case you didn't know, with Seagram's Escapes to give away $1,500 in cash. That's right. We want you to create your own summer escape. To enter and get the rules, all you have to do is visit SteveHarveyFM.com. I'm talking about $1,500 cash. That could be yours. Get all the info at SteveHarveyFM.com. Sip happiness with Seagram's Escapes, your new summer favorite, okay? And guys, yes. I have to ask you this. It is Friday. What are your weekend plans?
I know, girl,
you got some plans. Mm-hmm.
It's my anniversary.
Tony.
The three T's. Tony, it's my anniversary.
And Tony, that's right.
Yes.
What are your plans?
Well, my husband said we're going to go to dinner, have a nice night out, and then maybe kick it on Sunday.
Okay.
Hang out by the pool, staycation. You know, we don't have no more money.
Uh-huh.
Staycation. I need to sign up for Seagram's to get this $1,500.
That's
right. We don't have no more money.
How many years, Carla? How many years?
18 years.
Congratulations.
18.
Youngsters, but that's all right. You're doing well.
18?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. So let me say happy
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Watch this. How many years you got, Sharon?
Look at the time. We got to get out of here.
Keep up with your years, girl.
18. Lord have mercy.
18.
I didn't think I'd make it one.
Let me say happy anniversary to my husband.
More of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 33 minutes after the hour. We'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather get a prostate exam or attend a spoken word poetry show?
B.
Spoken word? What? I ain't never had no prostate exam.
I don't give a damn if all the poets is junior.
Okay. the poet laureate that he is on this show.
Man, I'll be in there paying close, just paying attention, clapping, popping fingers.
Snapping your fingers.
Oh, Junior. Yeah.
Not this prostate exam. But.
Yeah, we're going to do that, but we're going to stop this finger action.
Oh, okay.
Got you, man.
Got you. Right. But you want to be healthy, right?
Yeah, I'll be healthy. Yeah. I don't want the test. Hell, if I can sit through 2 hours of Junior's porn, yeah, I must be all right.
All right.
You know how strong I have to be for that?
Yeah. All right. Would you rather skip a bath and wear cologne or skip brushing your teeth and just use mouthwash?
B, we got to get that bath, though. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to skip that bath and use this deodorant and cologne. I talk too damn much.
Got to brush your teeth.
No, dog. I talk all day.
But your body gonna be funky as hell and smelling like all kind of stuff.
You can stay back away from people. I got to talk.
You
go through the drive-thru and just crack the window. You
ain't got to stay back away from.
Yeah, you can stay back away from
Steve,
people.
Say that again.
You can stay back away from people. Hey, what's up, dog? Steve, give me some dap. No, not today, dog. Broke my hands. Hey,
engine,
be over here though. What's up? Hey, girl, what's going on? Hey, baby, I'll be up in a minute. Man, if I walk up to Marjorie and I've been smoking a cigar, man, the conversation I got to hear about my breath, oh, no law. Y'all have no idea. I got toothbrushes all around my house.
Yeah.
No, you got. She don't do that. No, she don't do that, though.
Hygiene is everything. All right, would you rather eat baby food for a week or would you rather eat Vienna sausages and crackers?
B. I can't do baby food.
I'm going to take that baby food.
Yeah, I'm going to take that baby food. I can't do the Vienna sausage.
Why not Vienna sausages and crackers?
That's a post food. I just swore off Vienna sausage. I haven't eaten Vienna sausage since I was in high school.
I mean applesauce, pear. I mean all that that's in that.
The baby food is good. It's tasty.
Baby food, if you eat the sweet, don't eat them green beans, though.
Or them peas.
Why?
Brandon Carly used to just spit the green beans in my face. That's how, and it would be funny as hell to me because they were highly offended. And then I mess around and tasted them one day, and I spit the green beans in their face.
Oh, no. All right, we'll be back with our last break of the day and some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day on this Friday. We gotta say thank you to our very special guest family member, Tank. Make sure you pick up his brand new album, R&B Money.
Big bro.
Check out that single, Slow. While you're at it, too. His last album. We're going to miss you, Tank, in that capacity. Yes. Such a talent.
Shirley, you be careful when you say stuff like that because you kill off a person in heart.
Huh? Oh.
Yeah, you be careful. We're going to miss you,
Tank. Miss him in the music biz. Lord. You know what I mean.
Yeah. We'll say that.
Set a funeral up now.
Because your ass will write a person off. Your ass will be dead. Junior, I can't tell you how many times you done had one of them crises. And the comment Shirley made was really rather permanent.
You are so not telling the truth right now.
Well, I sure hope you make it through this one.
Well, at least I went to see him in the hospital. What did you do?
I'm not going down to see his sick ass. What is I'm going down there for?
He called and hung up.
They don't even have a cure for sickle cell. What is I'm finna do down at the hospital?
He called and hung up, Chad.
Yeah, and the stuff I want to bring him, they won't let me take him.
Hey, you need a cigar. Come on.
Yeah, hey, man, I got a cigar for you, dog. You want some scotch? I ain't gonna let you do that in the hospital. So what is I'm going down to the hospital for? Clearly, there is no cure for this. Hey, dog, you want a ham sandwich or something?
Ham sandwich.
Yeah, all right. You know, I just do stuff to make you feel good right now.
Yeah. You want some Vienna sausage and crackers?
Right.
Steve could have been, you remember the role John Goodman played in Flight? Remember when he was coming to see Denzel in the hospital? Uh-huh. That's a role for him
That's
there.
That's
coming through with all the goodies.
Yeah.
That was a great movie, Flight.
Hey, y'all, my closing remarks, let me give you something that I was thinking the other day.
Okay.
This has been good for me because in my life I've had a series of setbacks. And just like everybody that's listening, everybody has storms in their life. All of us. All of you listening. Some of you are in the middle of a storm right now. You can't live in this life storm-free. But the thing about the storm that I've had to learn and grow to appreciate about the storm is that you will not be the same person when you come out on the other side of the storm. You won't be the same. The storm changes you. And see, the storm can be anything, y'all, because the storms come along with warning. See, it ain't like a hurricane. You know, the National Bureau gives you a warning. There's a storm brewing out on the coast, and you get a warning, and they give you evacuation route, and they tell you about the day that it'll arrive, and they give you expected winds and all of that. Every storm that come up in your life ain't like that. Some of them just a tornado. They just drop out the sky. Sometimes you walk home and it's a storm. Sometimes you leave the house and it's a storm. Sometimes you get at work and it's a storm. Sometimes you get a phone call and it's just a storm. Everybody gets them. And like I said, the thing about life is they don't get to be pre-announced like on the Weather Channel. Sometimes they show up. But if you notice, if you pay close attention, these storms that happen are actual events in your life that you have no control over for the most part. I mean, nobody wants a storm. Nobody. I wish I could live my life storm-free, but that's not how it works. These storms come up so unexpectedly. And sometimes the storm stays in your area way longer than you want it to. But the thing about this storm, when you do come out of it, and you will come out of it because that is the nature of things, you've survived every storm you've been in so far. You've gotten to the other side. Now, if you don't dwell on the storm, if you don't dwell on it, and you allow the storm to leave something behind, because behind every storm there is a lesson and a blessing, you will be changed when you get to the other side of the storm. But you got to be open to the change. See, you can't do nothing about the things that's happening in your life oftentimes, but it's how you respond to it that determines who you are, who you will be, how you move forward, or how you get tossed and laid down. Have you ever seen somebody go through something and then you got to hear about it every time you talk to them? I know a woman that's in a relationship, and every time I talk to her, it's that relationship. If I had never met him, if we hadn't spent all them years together, I can't get those years back. I wasted these many years of my life. She has allowed the event and the way she responded to it to affect the person that could be changed. So instead of changing, she remains the same and worse off, because now she done let the storm determine her life. The storm is here to throw you forward, not to throw you backwards. Even if a storm comes along and causes a setback is just a setup for a comeback. You got to understand what the storm is for. It's not the storm, it's how you respond to the storm. You've got to start responding differently to these storms in your life, man. When you get thrown back, it becomes a setback. But it's just a setup for the comeback. Come on, man. You got to start responding better. Talk to God today. He'd love to hear from you. Okay? That's for real. I wish I had more time, but we got to go.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro? amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try HealthAid Kombucha today.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.